So fish oil supplements for children, there's a study out that says doesn't seem to help?
Well, this is a small study done in Spain, published in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They had 154 women at the time they were pregnant start taking one of four different types of regimens. At 20 weeks gestation, some of them took fish oil, some of them took fish oil capsules with folic acid, some took just folic acid, and others didn't take anything. And so they monitored their blood levels for a couple of times during their pregnancy, and then they left them alone. And they followed them 7 years later, 6 to 7 years later, and looked at the children who had been delivered at the time. And they measured, they did an IQ test on the children to see if some had an advantage over others on the basis of these fish oil levels, or what we call DHA levels, in the mother's blood. And they found there was really no difference between any of the children, regardless of what the mothers took during their pregnancy. But there were several problems with the study, and it also was very narrowed focused. It did focus only on intelligence scores, but our brains do a lot more than just process cognitive information. They're involved, well, I don't have to go into details of what our brains do. There's a lot of things our brains are responsible for. And so none of those things were measured. There were no controls for any dietary factors. It was just 7 years later. So the environment the children grew in, the stimulation the children received with regards to intellectual stimulation was not measured. So we have that question to ask. It was a small study as well. So in only about 30 to 40 women in each of the groups. So very small, and also focused in only one area. It was just an area in Spain, the University of Granada in Spain. So they, again, we can only deal with that specific population. And it also doesn't look at other organ functions. At 20 weeks, most of the organs, in fact, all the organs in the fetus are developed. And then they grow from that point, get larger, the brain develops more connections. But they didn't start fish oil at the beginning of the pregnancy and looking at the differences there where the organs actually develop and form. So there's that question too. Does it make a difference, for example, if you take fish oil capsules or fish oil supplements right at the beginning of your pregnancy versus in the middle? So all these questions need to be answered. So in terms of the results and what we can interpret from this, fish oil is not going to do any harm during pregnancy. In fact, there is evidence that it does help with organ formation, so, and proper organ formation, so there's no harm in doing that. With regards to the end result of this study, it's very open-ended. It wasn't done as well as I would have liked in order to answer the questions that I mentioned earlier.
Okay, and so in the meantime, you would still advise people take fish oil supplements?
Yeah, I still do.
You
to
do.
My,
you
to
do.
My patients. Again, there's no downside. It's not expensive. And we do know that it does affect other organ systems. Now, the degree to which it does that still remains a question. So there's not a lot of science behind it. I'll be the first one to admit that. But it doesn't do any harm. And we do know that people who, for example, who live in the Mediterranean, who have a diet that is high in fish oil, amongst other things, tend to have less heart disease and better health outcomes. So no harm in doing it.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, Steve.